You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Knowledge Takeover with me, Allison Blaze, here on burst.co.uk, and that was Jump Around from House of Pain. Hopefully that got you pumped up. Yes, so Kieran and I have decided to take over each other's shows for this week as I was out of town for mine. So I hope you guys enjoyed the Midnight Metal Hour with Kieran. If not, I would definitely go check it out. Hopefully he's got it up on the website. If not, he'll get it up soon. But yeah, you can just go back and listen, and it's something different. It's something different. And so now I'm here doing Street Knowledge, and Kieran likes his special. So he's done like an Outkast special and a Beastie Boy special, and I can't say anything because I've done, you know, Girl Power, Midnight Metal Hour, and stuff like that. So I'm not one to talk, but I wanted to join in on the fun, obviously. Who wouldn't? So I've made a 90s, best of the 90s hip-hop playlist because I know he doesn't play them as much as I feel like he should. I feel like that was like the greatest era of hip-hop. So if you don't like that, I'm sorry. But if you do, this is where it's at. This is for you. It's a 90s hip-hop special, Street Knowledge Takeover. It's going to be awesome. I've got loads of just amazing tunes to get through. You should be shaking your booty And yeah, just having a good time.
Yo, remember yo. Back on the Bully when cats used to harmonize like.
Yo. Some Lauryn Hill.
My men and my women, don't forget about the dean. This is not the most the king. Yo, it's about a thing.
Do up, do that thing.
And lick two shots in the atmosphere.
Since you were looking for your friend, the one you let hit it and never called you again. Remember when he told you he was about to Benjamins? Yeah. You act like you and him, they give him a little trim to begin. Now you think you really gonna pretend like you wasn't down and you called him again. Plus when you give it up so easy, you ain't even fooling him. If you did it then, and you probably talking out your neck saying you're a Christian. A Muslim sleeping with the gin. Now that was the sin that did Jezebel in. Who you gonna tell when the repercussions spin? Showing off your ass cause you're thinking it's a trend, girlfriend. Let me break it down for you again. You know I only say it cause I'm truly genuine. Don't be a hard rock when you really are a gin, baby girl. Respect is just the minimum. When you still defending them now. Lauryn is only human. Don't think I haven't been through the same predicament. Let it sit inside your head like a million women in Philly pen. It's silly when girls sell their souls because of sin. Look at where you be in. Hair weaves like Europeans. Fake nails done by Koreans. Come again. To the man, or concerned with his rims and his Timbs and his women, him and his men, come in the club like hooligans, don't care who they defend, popping yang,
like you got yang.
Let's not pretend, the one to pack pissed out by the waist, man, crissed out by the casement, still the name of this basement, the pretty face man, claiming that they did a bid, man, need to take care of their 3 and 4 kids, been the face in court case when the child support's late, money taking home, breaking out, you wonder why women hate men, the sneaky silent man, the punk domestic violence man, the quick to shoot the semen, stop acting like boys and be men, how you gonna win when you ain't right within? How you gon' win when you ain't right within? How you gon' win when you ain't right within? Come again.
Lauryn Hill with Doo-Wop, That Thing. Absolutely loving that one. Yes. So that's just some of the stuff that we'll be playing today. We'll have a wide variety of hip-hop, I feel like, but all from the 90s. Most of it probably from later 90s, just because I would be more familiar with it, but trust me, there'll be a wide variety. And in case maybe that one wasn't your pace, I have something a little bit different. Something that everyone can relate to if you've ever been friend-zoned. That's right. It's just a friend. Aw, so sad.
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you to wait? Let me tell you a story of my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short miniskirt. I just got on stage dripping, pouring with sweat. I was walking through the crowd, and guess who I met? I whispered in her ear, come to the picture booth so I can ask you some questions to see if you're 100 proof. I asked her her name, she said blah, blah, blah. She had 9-10 pants and a very big bra. I took a couple of flicks and she was enthused. I said, how do you like the show? She said I was very amused. I started throwing bits, she started throwing back mid-range. But when I sprung the question, she acted kind of strange. Then when I asked, do you have a man? She tried to pretend. She said, no, I don't. I only have a friend. Come on. I'm not even going for it. This is what I'm going to say.
You got what I need. But you say he just a friend. And you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he just a friend. But you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he just a friend. But you say he just a friend.
So I took Blah Blah's word for it. This time I thought just having a friend couldn't be no crime, cause I have friends and that's a fact, like Agnes, Agatha, Jermaine and Jack. Forget about that, let's go into the story about a girl named Blah 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 that adore me. So we started talking, getting familiar, spending a lot of time so we can build a relationship or some understanding. How it's gonna be in the future we was planning. Everything sounded so dandy and sweet. I had no idea I was in for a treat. After this was established, everything was cool. The tour was over and she went back to school. I called every day to see how she was doing. Every time that I called her, it seemed something was brewing. I called her room, a guy picked up, and then I called again. I said, yo, who is that? Oh, he's just a friend. On a surprise visit to see my girl that was so exquisite. It was a school day. I know she was there the first semester of the school year. I went to a gate to ask where was a dorm. This guy made me fill out a visitor's form. He told me where it was and I was on my way to see my baby doll. I was happy to say I arrived in front of the dormitory. Yo, could you tell me where is door 3? They showed me where it was for the moment. I didn't know I was in for such an event. So I came to a room and opened the door. Oh, snap! Guess what I saw? I felt a tongue kissing my girl in the mouth. I was so in shock, my heart went down south. So please listen to the message that I sent. Don't ever talk to a girl who says she just has a friend. Has a friend. Has a friend. Has a friend. Has a friend.
Busy Marky there. Yes, so that one was actually released in 1989, but it reached the charts. Well, it reached the charts in 1990. It got the number 9 spot. So woohoo to that! And I don't know, there's something about that song. It's just, I guess, because it's so relatable. And the Lauryn Hill song "Doo-Wop" was released in 1998. So I feel like I've done good here. Already covered a wider range than I was expecting, but let's see if we can't fill in those gaps and just get something to get everyone hyped up, in the mood, but also something that I feel like anyone who's a 90s hip hop fan can recognize. Get some Notorious B.I.G. in here. Can't recognize without him. That is 90s hip hop.
stink. Niggas don't think shit stink. Pink Gators, my Detroit players. Tim's for my hooligans in Brooklyn. That's dead right, hit the head right. Biggie there, air night. Papa been school since days of under rules. Never lose, never choose to. Bruce Cruz who? Do something to us. Talk, go through us. Girls want to us, wanna do us. Screw us, who us? Yeah, Papa and Pop. Close like Starsky and Hutch, stick to clutch. Yeah, I squeeze three at your cherry M3. Bang every MC easily.
Take that.
Recently, frontin' ain't saying nothing, so I just speak my peace. Come keep my peace. Cubans with the Jesus peace. Thank with you, my peace. Packing, asking who want it. They got it, flaunt it. That Brooklyn bull, we on it.
Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your flashy ways. I guess that's why they're broken, you're so mean. Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your flashy ways. I guess that's why they're broken, you're so mean.
I put Walter NY onto DKNY. Miami, D.C., prefer Versace.
That's right.
All Philly war, no, it's Moschino. Every cutie with the booty for the coochie. Now who's the real dookie? Meaning who's really this Roger, it's Frank White push the six or the Lexus LX, 4.5. Bulletproof glass tips if I want some snap. Gon' blast sweet first, ask questions last. That's how most of these so-called gangsters pass. At last. Rapping about blunts and bras, niggas and bras, menage a trois, sex and expensive cars, I still leave you on the pavement, condo paid for, no car payment, at my arraignment, no for the plaintiff, the daughter's tied up in the Brooklyn basement, face it, not guilty, that's how I stay true, richer than richer, so you just come and get, come on.
Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your flashy ways. I guess that's why they're broken, you're so mean. Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your flashy ways. I guess that's why they're broken, you're so mean.
I can fill you with real millionaires. That's cargo, my cargo. 160, swiftly. Wreck it by a new one. Your crew run, run, run. Your crew run, run. I know you sick of this name brand. With flows, girl, stay heat. Sweet like licorice. So get with this. It's easy. Girlfriend, here's a bit. Call me round 10, come through, have sex on rough, that's Persian.
That's right.
Come up to your job, hit you while you're working, for certain. Papa freaking, not speaking, leave that ass leaking like rapper demo. Tell them, take their clothes off slowly. Kill them with the force like Obi. It's black like Kobe, watch me roam like Roman. Lucky they don't owe me, where to say, show me, homie.
Homie.
Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your flashy ways. Guess that's why they're broken, you're so mean. Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your flashy ways. Guess that's why they're broken, you're so mean. Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your flashy ways. Guess that's why they're broken, you're so mean. Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your flashy ways. Guess that's why they're broken, you're so mean.
Biggie, 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 Biggie Smalls here. Sometimes your words just hypnotize me. On the Street Knowledge Takeover. Where I'm here, Allison Blaze instead of Kieran. Yes. Can't have... I don't think you can have today's rap or hip-hop scene without Notorious B.I.G., Biggie. This song was recorded just or released just days before he was killed. So he was killed March 9th, 1997, and this was released March 1st. Crazy. Crazy, crazy. His full name is Christopher George Latour Wallace. So that's a lot of names. A lot of names to get through. So I can understand why he changed it. And then obviously, I mean, he's a big guy. He's not someone you're going to not see in the crowd. So Biggie, Notorious B.I.G. was definitely appropriate. The next artist we have is someone that they have so many hits, it's hard to choose one. It's a girl group, so I'm sure you can guess who it is. And it's great because I'm kind of, I think a lot of people are kind of in love with Ryan Reynolds. He's sexy and he's talented. Like, let's not lie. But I think it's funny because this one, Shoop, was in Deadpool. And so I kind of associate it with Deadpool now, which is interesting. And I'm not sure how I feel about it. But it also comes up in the film The Proposal, which he was in with Sandra Bullock. So I made that connection in my head just now and I went, huh, I wonder if maybe he really likes Salt and Pepper. Which, I mean, can you blame him? They're like really good. So let's just, I'm gonna shut up. And let's listen to Shoop by Salt and Pepper.
Hey, yeah, I wanna shoot, baby. Shoot.
Oh, yeah.
How you doing, baby? No, not you.
I'm still thinking of Deadpool.
The bow-legged one. Yeah. What's your name? Damn, baby. That sounds sexy. Here I go again, okay. Girls, what's my weakness?
Hey.
Okay, then chillin', minding my business.
Word.
Your souls, I looked around and I couldn't believe this. I swear, I stand, my niece, my witness. The brother had it going on with something kinda wicked. Had to kick it. I'm not shy, so I ask for the digits. I hope no, that don't make me see what I want. Slip, slide to it swiftly. Felt it in my hips, so I dip back to my bag of tricks. Then I flip forward, tip, made me wanna do tricks. Gonna lick them like a lollipop should be lit. Came to my senses and I chill for a bit. Don't know how you do the voodoo that you do so well. It's a spell, hell makes me wanna shoot. You're packed in your stack, especially in the back. Brother, wanna thank your mother for a butt like that. Can I get some fries with that shake, shake, booby? If looks could kill, you would be an easy over shotgun bang. What's up with that thing? I wanna know, how does it hang? Straight up, wait up, hold up, Mr. Lover. Like Prince said, you're a sexy mother. Well, I like them real wild. B-boy style by the mile. Smooth black skin with a smile. Bright as the sun, I wanna have some fun. Come and give me some of that yum yum chocolate chip honey dip. Can I get a scoop? Baby, take a ride in my coupe. You make me wanna
my bod, here's the hot rod.
Hot
12
rod.
Inches to a yard and have you sounding like a retard.
Yeah.
Big 12 of a 6'2", wanna hit you.
So what you wanna do?
What you wanna do?
I wanna shoot.
Some Salt and Pepper. That was Shoop. I don't know if I mentioned before that was released in 1993. So, yeah. And their other singles and hits were kind of around that. They had a lot of hits in the 90s. They were great. I wish we had something like that now. Next up, we have something from Juvenile. And Back That Thing Up, it's called. It was released in 1999. The album was 1998, but the single was 1999. And it actually features Manny Fresh and Lil Wayne, which is pretty cool. But yeah, no, it's just... It's one of those booty-shaking songs. That's for sure. So everyone get up. Make sure everyone around you is up. If it's just you and me, chilling. Get up. Let's dance. I'm going to dance. You dance. Let's have some fun. Everybody back their thing up. That means you. I'm talking to you. Juvenile. Here on Street Knowledge.
Girl, you're working with my sad hand. Your bad hand. Make them look at the finish cash hand. His last hand. Fool around with your pass hand. They mad hand. You can ride in the jag hand. With that hand. You can smoke a fire bag hand. I'm tail hand. Got money. I can fast hand. And trash hand. I'm a big time. I get a yeah. Pull a trigger yeah. I play a hit a flipper yeah. Go ahead, fill it yeah. I'm playing wood yeah. Out the hood yeah. Let it be understood yeah. It's all good yeah. Got a nigga screaming large yeah. On the hard yeah. Trick, yeah, on the dick, yeah. You claiming you wanna stitch, yeah. That ain't a hit, she check. The nigga put the money, yeah. Doing that money, yeah. Got birds in the money, yeah. Bought a honey, yeah. Girl, you look good, won't you back that ass up? You so fine, motherfucker, won't you back that ass up? Call me get daddy when you back that ass up. Who up, who is you playing with? Back that ass up. Girl, you look good, won't you back that ass up? You so fine, motherfucker, won't you back that ass up? Call me get daddy when you back that ass up. Girl, who is you playing with? Back that ass up. Girl, I know you just get blow, yeah, and it's show, yeah. But a nigga got some more, yeah, I'm about to blow, yeah. Fresh from this chain, in the stitch, yeah. We be making hits, yeah, after hits, yeah. But then it's sitting nice, yeah, I wanna bite, yeah. I could fuck you right, yeah, all night, yeah. Wanna bring it to my house, yeah, on the couch, yeah. Knock up your stuff out, yeah, get them out, yeah. I wanna see your show, yeah, bend it low, yeah. Let me run it in the hole, yeah, let me know, yeah. Girl, you look good, want your back that head up. Use a fine motherfucker, want you back that.
See that, put a cat, look at that. I love me up a hoodie rat, that's a fact. You can motherfucking get it, girl. Quit it, girl, I'm the nigga, nigga, the hit it, girl.
Girl, you look good, want your back that ass up. You's a fine motherfucker, want your back that ass up.
Stop, then what, drop it like it's hot. Not after you back it up, then stop. Now what, drop it like it's hot. Not drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot. CMB make you drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot. We'll be right back.
full on loving Lil Wayne on that. Might be a controversial thing to say, but I do like Lil Wayne. Yes. Sorry, cut my mic off there. So that one was a fun one. Now I'm going to take it to Tupac, because if you're going to have Biggie, you got to have Tupac. And I'm going to go with potentially one of his biggest hits, or his biggest hit, California Love, just because it's a great song. This one was released in December of 1995, and Tupac was killed in 1996. So it's interesting here. It features Dr. Dre and Roger Troutman. But yeah, it's interesting. It's like the big ones were... I mean, obviously, as your career goes on, usually, hopefully, you're making bigger and bigger hits. But yeah, sad to lose them in the peak of their talent. But I think that was the game back then. Luckily, it's not like that now. I don't think it's worth it. Your life isn't worth it. Just be nice. Make some good music. Shouldn't be that hard. California. Yeah, let's get some California love.
That's untouchable like Elliot Ness. The track hits your eardrum like a slug to your chest. Like a vest for your Jimmy in the city of sex. We in that sunshine state where the bomb ass him be. The state where you never find a dance floor empty and pimps be. On a mission for them greens. Lean, mean, money making machines serving fiends. I've been in the game for 10 years making rap tunes. Ever since honeys was wearing Sassoon. Now it's 95 and they clock me and watch me. Diamond shining, looking like a Rob Liberace. It's all good, from Diego to the Bay. Your city is the bomb if your city making pain. Throw up a finger if you feel the same way. Straight putting it down for California, yeah.
Shake it, Cali. Shake. is up to no good. Even Hollywood trying to get a piece, baby. Sacramento, Sacramento, where you at?
I hope you were singing along, grooving. I was having a little dance in my chair. It was nice. So, yeah, that was California Love. This is the Street Knowledge Takeover. Normally, Kieran is on. It's also the 90s special, 90s hip-hop special, because I feel like that was the era. It has forever shaped what today hip-hop and rap are. It's great. And especially with someone like Tupac, changed the game forever. But, yeah. Oh, and I'm Allison Blaze, filling in. So it's me. We're hanging out, being cool. I'm not gangster. I'm not even going to try. Not even going to pretend. So next group we have Cypress Hill. They're actually still on tour. So, you know, if you're really, really wanting to go have some Cypress Hill in your life, check it out. Check out the dates. That's kind of exciting to find out. No, but this one is probably, I don't know, it's a classic one when you think of Cypress Hill. So, and it should get you up and like jumping, kind of like jump around House of Pain. This is Insane in the Membrane.
Were you trying to get crazy with this scene? Don't you know I'm loco?
I love the intro as well. Props to my Mexican heritage. Representing all the Latinas out there.
I'm thinking it's all over when I go out drinking. Oh, making my mind slow. That's why I don't with the big 4-0. Bro, I got to maintain. Cause a like me is going insane. Insane in the membrane.
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 don't mind me. I'm just breaking it down, getting funky. Oh, yes, that is where it's at. Loving all these 90s tracks. It's absolutely, absolutely amazing. And it's even more incredible that Cypress Hill are still on tour. Crazy. That song was released in 1993. And yeah, I feel like we've just covered a nice wide range, wider than I thought. But now we're going to go to the complete opposite end of the spectrum, something that was released in 1999 and was the launch of a rap career. Pretty big rap career, actually. It's Eminem's like first big hit. And it's My Name Is, because his name is actually Marshall Bruce Mathers III. But we know him as Slim Shady or Eminem, so call him what you want. But this is My Name Is.
Hi, my name is
what?
My name is
what?
My name is
Slim Shady.
Hi, my name is
huh?
My name is
what?
My name is
Slim Shady.
Hi, my name is
what?
Excuse me.
What?
My name is
Slim Shady.
Can I have the attention of the class?
My name
for
is
one second.
What? My name is
kids, do you like Primus?
Yeah,
wanna
yeah.
See me stick 9-inch nails to each one of my eyelids?
Uh-huh.
Wanna copy me and do exactly like I did? Uh-huh. Try this shit and get messed up worse than my life is? My brain's dead weight. I'm trying to get my head straight, but I can't figure out which Spice Girl I want to impregnate. And Dr. Dre said,
Slim Shady, you a pivot. Why's your face red? Man, you wasted.
Well, since age 12, I felt like a caged elf who stayed to himself in one space chasing his tail. Got ticked off and ripped Pamela Lee's lips off. Kissed him and said, I ain't no silicone was supposed to be this soft. I'm about to pass out and crash and fall in the grass faster than a fat man who sat down too fast. Come here, lady.
Shady, wait a minute. That's my girl, dawg.
I don't give a damn. Dre sent me to take the world off.
Hi, my name is
what?
My name is
what?
My name is
Slim Shady.
Hi, my name is
huh?
My name is
what?
My name is
Slim Shady.
Hi, my name is
what?
My name is
what?
My name is
what?
My name is
Slim
Shady.
Hi,
my name is
huh?
My name is
what?
My name is
Slim Shady. My English teacher wanted to flunk me in junior high.
Damn.
Thanks a lot. Next semester, I'll be 35. I smacked him in his face with an eraser, chased him with a stapler, and told him to change the grade on the paper.
Now,
walked in a strip club, had my jacket zipped up, served the bartender, and walked out with a tip cup. Extraterrestrial, running over pedestrians in a spaceship while they're screaming at me.
Let's just be friends!
99% of my life I was lied to. I just found out my mom does more work than I do. I told her I'd grow up to be a famous rapper. Make a record about doing drugs and name it after.
Hey, Mom.
You know you blew up when the women rush your stands. Try to touch your hands like some screaming Usher fans. This guy at White Castle asked for my autograph, so I signed it. Dear Dave, thanks for the support, asshole.
Hi, my name is
My
name is
what?
My name is
Slim Shady.
Hi, my name is
what?
My name is
what?
My name is
Slim Shady.
Hi, my name is
My
name is
what?
My name is
This kid needs to be locked away.
Get him!
Dr. Dre, don't just stand there, operate. I'm not ready to leave, it's too scary to die. I'll have to be carried inside the cemetery and buried alive. Am I coming or going? I can barely decide. I just drank a fifth of Kool-Aid. Dare me to drive?
Go ahead.
All my life I was very deprived. I ain't had a woman in years, and my palms are too hairy to hide.
Whoops.
Clothes ripped like the Incredible Hulk. I spit when I talk. I be anything that walks. When I was little, I used to get so hungry I would throw fits. How you gonna breastfeed me, Mom? You ain't got no I lay awake and strap myself in the bed with a bulletproof vest on and tap myself in the head. So I'm steaming mad. And by the way, when you see my dad,
yeah,
ask him if he bought a porno mag and see my ad.
Hi, my name is
what?
My name is
what?
My name is
Slim Shady.
Hi, my name is
huh?
My name is
what?
My name is
Slim Shady.
Hi, my name is my name is
huh?
My name is
Slim Shady.
Hi, my name is
huh?
I guess to be clear, Eminem circa 1999, you should refer to as Slim Shady. Thanks for clearing that up. That has a nice beat. I'm liking it. Yes. So that was pretty much what launched Eminem's career in the public eye. Obviously, he was really talented. If anyone's seen 8 Mile, which I actually haven't, so now that just makes me want to go watch it. But I know the premise, and I think now, because it's been publicized, everyone kind of knows the story. He's a talented kid. But yeah, listening to that, it's amazing, A, that like a few years later he had a kid. that's pretty interesting. And also, it's just, if you look at that versus what was released in the next just year even, and then after that it was like the talent just went from, you know, mediocre to just off the charts. So that one, I mean, I like, but it doesn't scream Eminem to me. It doesn't really show off his talent, in my opinion. But it was the one that he released in the 90s, and I do like Eminem, and I do feel like he has changed the game. He was like the first really big white rapper, so that's not that it's about race, because it's not. But I think that changed the game for a lot of people as well. So it's worth recognizing. And yeah, go Eminem, Marshall Mathers. I feel like he's grown up a lot, which is important. That is key. Hopefully you do that, especially after you have kids. All right, next one. It was released in 1997. And only about like a month later, it was certified gold. So this is from Mace, short for Mason. And it's called Feel So Good, featuring Kelly Price. I bet that when it hit gold, felt pretty good. I'm being cheesy now. You can tell me to stop. I'm not cool enough for the show.
You ready, Mace?
Party people, in the place to be. Uh-huh. It's about that time for us to...
Yeah, what you know about going out? Head west, red legs, TVs all up in the headrest. Try and live it up, rock jewel, pick a truck, peace all glittered up, stick a kid, what you what? Jig with a cut, sip crisp, spit it up. Rock, get your nut till I can't get it up. I'm a big man, get this man room. I done hit everything from Cancun to Grand Tune. Why you stand on the wall, hand on your... Lighting up drugs, always fighting in the club. I'm the reason they made the dress code. They figure out what and why when I'm in my fresh clothes. Dresses, I suppose, from my neck to my toes. Neck full of gold, but in my rose. Rec shows, collect those extra O's. Buy the heat, get the key to the Lex to hold. East, west, every state, come on, bury the hate. Millions, the only thing we in the heavy to make. Whether from the ex-friend, intellects or bins. Let's begin, bring this BS to an end.
Come on.
Understand we be Waikiki, sipping DP to the TV, look 3D. Little kids see me way out in DC with a Z3 Chrome BBs. They wanna be me talking, they ought to quit. Unfortunate, they don't see a fourth what I get. And those be the same ones walking while I whip. Just started seeing cars cause they auction it. So while you daydream, mama say they gleam, and I deal with the pose and Maybelline. One time you had it all, I ain't mad at y'all. Now give me the catalog, I show you how daddy ball.
That's right.
Six cars and power to fire big stars. Sit up CEO style, smoking on cigars. It's like y'all be talking funny. I don't understand language of people with short money.
Come on now.
That's what we do.
Do Maze got the ladies?
Yeah, yeah.
Do Puff drive Mercedes?
Yeah, yeah.
Take hits from the 80s?
Yeah, yeah.
But do it sound so crazy?
Yeah, yeah.
With me personally, it's nothing personal. I do what work for me, you do what work for you. And I dress with what I was blessed with. Never been arrested for nothing domestic. And I chill the way you met me. With a jet ski, a tattoo, a SC. Smoke my Nestle. Nomad rap, ass cat, where my check be? Problem with y'all, I said directly.
Right.
Went from hard to sweet, starved to eat. From no holy shows to menage a suite.
Yeah.
Now I be the cat that be hard to meet. Get
from girls that used to hardly speak. Come on.
Bad boy. You make me feel so good.
Uh-huh. You know you make me feel so good. You know
bad
you
boy.
Make me feel so good.
That's what we do.
Bad boy. I wouldn't change you if I could.
I wouldn't change you if I could.
Come on.
I wouldn't change you if I could.
Let's go.
Bad boy.
You make me feel so good.
Uh-huh.
You know you make me feel so good. You know you make me feel so good.
Come on.
Yes. That Mason feels so good here on the Street Knowledge Takeover. It's me, Allison, instead of Kieran. That's why it's the takeover. And it's also the 90s show, because 90s hip-hop is where it's at. Yeah. And, I don't know. That one's more kind of, like, funky, which is nice. I feel like we've had, all the things that 90s hip-hop did within the show. So it's some of the lyrics that were created were just amazing. I don't even know if I've really hit on some of those things, because there were some that are just so intense that just they touch on the real issues that affected those communities, a lot of the poor communities where these people came from, where the rappers came from. And the beats were amazing. I mean, they did stuff like hard-hitting, in-your-face, very punchy, stuff that people still use today. But then you have stuff like this where it's a little bit more funk-inspired, a little bit slower. And then you can go even further than that and really break it down and really take it down a notch and just have that, like, soul element into it. So it's really amazing. All these things, that's what people use today. And it's a shame, in my opinion, some of the stuff. There's still a lot of amazing rappers out today, don't get me wrong. They're really talented and actually creative. But I think it's a shame that, you know, there's some songs that get put out there where it's like, a 3-year-old probably could have written better lyrics, and it's just really repetitive, and the beat is really repetitive, and it's like, but I guess that's how you make the hits these days. Be predictable. All right. I'll move on to the next song, get off my soapbox here, and just enjoy the 90s hip-hop that is this hour, that is this show. So this one is... this one is called I Wish, and it's from Ski-Lo.
Hello? I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6-4 parlor. I wish I was like 6'9", so I could get with Leo. She, cause she don't know me, but yo, she's really fine. You know, I see her all the time, everywhere I go, and even in my dreams, I can scheme a way to make her mine. Cause I know she's living fat, her boyfriend's tall, and he plays ball, so how am I gonna compete with that? Cause when it comes to playing basketball, I'm always last to be picked, and in some cases, never picked at all. So I just lean up on the wall, or sit up in the bleachers with the rest of the girls who came to watch their man ball. Dag y'all, I never understood black, where the jocks get the fly girls, and me, I get the hood rats. I tell them scat, skittles, kabobble. Got hit with a bottle, was sitting in a hospital for talking that mess. I confess it's a shame when you living in a city that's the size of a box and nobody knows your name. Glad I came to my senses, like quick, got sick to my stomach. Overcome it by thoughts of me and her together, right? So when I asked her out, she said I wasn't a type. I wish I was a little bit taller, I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6-4 parlor. I wish I was a little bit taller, I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl with a good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6-1 ball. I wish I had a brand new car, so far I got this hatchback. And everywhere I go, yo, I get laughed at. And when I'm in my car, I'm laid back. I got an 8-track and a spare tire in the backseat, but that's flat. And do you wanna know what's really whack? See, I can't even get a date, so what you think of that? I heard that prom night is a bomb night with a hood ratchet and old type of burrito. Figaro, when in my car, I can't even get a hello. Well, so many people wanna cruise Crenshaw on Sunday. One day I'ma have to get in my car and go. You know, I take the 110 into the 105. Get off on Crenshaw, tell my homies look alive. Cause it's hard to survive when you're living in a concrete jungle. And these girls keep passing me by. She looks fly, she looks fly. Make me say, my, my, my. I wish I was a little bit wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl with a good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat, 6 foot apart. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl with a good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat, 6 foot apart. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I was a little bit taller, y'all. I wish I was a baller. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. Hey, I wish I had my way, cause every day would be a Friday, and you can even speed on the highway. I would play ghetto games, name my kids ghetto names. Little Mookie, the Owl, the Rain. Yo, you know that's on the real. So if you down on your luck, then you should know just how I feel. Cause if you don't want me around, see I go simple, I go easy, I go Greyhound. Hey, you, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Ah, yes, ain't that fresh? Everybody wants to get down like that. Wish I was a little bit taller, I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl with a good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6 foot apart. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl with a good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6 foot apart.
Oh, yes. Oh, I'm afraid we've come up to the last one of the show. I'm so sad. It's been really fun. Maybe I'll get to do this again. And like I said, if you missed, Kieran took over my show, The Midnight Middle Hour. So you might want to check that out. It'll be on the website. If it's not up already, it'll be up soon. So just keep on a lookout for that, because that will be worth listening to. Actually, it might be on tonight at midnight. Repeat. Yeah, should be. And if you haven't heard of that before and you like metal music, every Friday, or technically literally as soon as Saturday starts at midnight and then repeat 24 hours later, is new Midnight Metal with me. And everything's covered, from like post-hardcore, grunge, grindcore, metalcore, alt metal, funk metal, everything. I try my best to. There's so much out there, though, that sometimes it's not always as diverse as I'd like it to be. But I'll stop talking about this. This is all about 90s rap and street knowledge, hip hop. So I'm going to go back to that. This is the last one. It's from Warren G, which stands for Warren Griffin III. And it is called Regulate. It was released in 1994. Thank you so much. This has been so much fun. And yeah, like I said, hopefully I'll get to do it again.
Regulators. We regulate any stealing of his property. We're damn good, too. But you can't be any geek off the street. Gotta be handy with the steal, if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
Regulators! Mount up! It was a clear black night, a clear white moon. Warren G was on the streets, trying to consume some skirts for the E, so I could get some phones. Rolling in my ride, chilling all alone.
Just hit the east side of the LBC, on a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G. Seen a car full of girls, ain't no need to tweak. All of you skirts know what's up with 213.
So I hooked select on 21 and Lewis, some brothers shooting dice, so I said, let's do this. I jumped out the rock and said, what's up? Some brothers pulled some gas, so I said, I'm stuck.
Since these girls peeping me, I'm gonna glide and swerve. These hookers looking so hard, they straight hit the curve. Want to bigger, better things than some horny tricks. I see my homie and some suckers all in his mix.
I'm getting jacked, I'm breaking myself. I can't believe they taking Warren 12. They took my rings, they took my Rolex. I looked at the brother, said, damn, what's next?
They got my homie hemmed up and they all around. Can't none of them see him if they going straight down for pound. They wanna come up real quick before they start to clown. I best pull out my strap and lay them busters down.
They got guns to my head, I think I'm going down. I can't believe it's happening in my own town.
If I had wings, I would bird fly, let me contemplate. I glance in the cut and I see my homie Nate.
16 in the clip and one in the hole. Nate Dogg is about to make some bodies turn cold. Now they dropping and yelling, it's a tad bit late. Nate Dogg and Warren G had to regulate. Switching my mind back into freak mode. If you won't skirt, sit back and observe. I just left a gang of hoes over there on the curb.
Now they got the freaks and that's a known fact. Before I got jacked, I was on the same track. Back up, cause it's on N-A-T-E and me, the Warren to the G.
Just like I thought, they were in the same spot, in need of some desperate help. A Nate Dogg and the G-Child were in need of something else. Was sexy as hell. I said, ooh, I like your size. She said my chords broke down and just sing real nice. Would you let me ride? I got a car full of girls and it's going real swell. The next stop is the East Side Motel.
G-Funk, step to this, I dare ya. Funk, on a whole new level.
The rhythm is the bass. Whoa. And the bass is the treble.
Chords, strings, we brings melody. G-Funk, where rhythm is life, and life is rhythm.
If you know like I know, you don't wanna step to this. It's the G-Funk era, funked out with a gangster twist. Smoke like I smoke, then you high like every day. And if your ass is a buster, 213 will regulate.